Okay, so choice of entity, what's our menu? What are our choices? Because of 199A, I think we need to think of sole proprietorship as a choice, even though that isn't really an entity, that just operating your business, filing a Schedule C, that is a choice. Now, the 199A regs have told us that the group of entities that they are going to make eligible for the 199A are what they call relevant pass-through entities, RPEs, which I think all the cool kids will be saying RPE, and then you'll have to say, what are they talking about? But an RPE would be S-corporation, a partnership that hasn't checked the box to be taxed as a corporation. So a limited partnership, a general partnership, limited liability partnership, publicly traded partnerships, LLCs, any of those entity forms, as long as they haven't decided they're going to be taxed as a corporation. And then, of course, disregarded entities. From our corporate entity standpoint, we have C corporations. See, I put the S corporations up now in the RPE category, but the C corporation I have in the corporate category. And I also put there, and I'm going to talk about 1202 corporations, because this is getting a lot of attention lately. A lot of people are talking about it. Maybe it's because of all the tech startups, but I think it's something that you... In a way, it brings down your tax cost, and so we need to keep that in our list of structures. And then, of course, PTPs, REITs, co-ops, which are really sort of beyond the mainstream discussion here. So for our tax rate on a C corporation, we all know now that we're at 21%, and I think a lot of people forgot that before the TCJA, the corporate rates were graduated, and actually for a corporation that had under 18 million in earnings, the rate wasn't really 35%. We all just sort of thought of it as 35%, but it was graduated, which means that for some people, dropping to 21% isn't quite as big a drop as it would be if all corporations paid a flat 35%. And the AMT was repealed for corporations, to a great relief. Everybody was very happy about that. A corporation doesn't have a favorable capital gains rate, but we have to stop and think. And these are very basic calculations, but if you say my entity rate is 21%, but then I pay a dividend and the shareholder pays 20% on that dividend, and my dividend can only be $79 because I paid $21 in tax, then my effective rate is 36.8%. When people start eyeing that 21%, the first question that you have to ask, the first watershed sort of discussion is, well, are you going to be paying out a lot of earnings? Are you going to be distributing out your earnings? Do the people need the earnings? The shareholders need the earnings to live on? Because if you're going to be paying out the earnings, then your rate is really 36.8% as a corporation. It's not 21%. On the other hand, if you're just going to reinvest your earnings, you know, at a certain number, year after year after year, you reinvest those earnings, you're not paying the shareholder level tax on it, 21% becomes closer to your actual effective rate. So the big obstacle that I see, and it's not on the page here, but I think Professor Hannah referenced it, is that the rate change was advertised to great headlines as the corporate rate is 21% now permanently. Okay? How many people really believe that that is permanent? It's permanent in the sense that there isn't a sunset on it, but it's it's completely changeable to the extent that Congress decides to change it. And so if people are wondering why there hasn't been this wholesale buy-in to C-Corp form, I would point to that. I would say, you know, people like the idea of 21%, but there are a lot of people sitting out there saying, wait a second, if I get into corporate form today for that 21%, and then I can't get out of it, I'm stuck in it, and then they raise the rate on me, I'm really stuck. So why don't I just sort of, you know, bide my time and see what happens for a little while. So that's the comment on C corporation rates. And then also, if you've got this plan of bringing your effective rate really down, really close to 21%, because you're just not going to make any distributions.